The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And we are grateful to God for all He has done. We started on Friday with the winning night. Yesterday also was a great time in God's presence with various word of God coming to us. And then this morning we are here to thank Him and to appreciate Him. And I know that the Lord will bless everyone here and those who are watching us in Jesus' name. The theme of this program is what I'll be speaking on. The king's business requires haste. The king's business requires haste. The king's business requires haste. Again, I want to welcome all our women, those who are in our church here and in our other churches, and those who are watching us, who are connected to us. Many other women are connected to us right now from all over the world, and we welcome you to this service this morning. God is a businessman. He is a God that is a businessman. In fact, when you say God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, both Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were not pastors. They were businessmen. And it's their God. So our God is a businessman. In Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Luke 2, verse 49. The Bible says, when they were looking for Jesus, He said, how come you are looking for me? Howbeit, He said unto them, how is it that you are looking for me? How is it that you sought me? He said, don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? So God is a businessman. He doesn't joke with His business, which is His work, His house. That is why some people that locked churches some time ago, if they refuse to open churches till now, only God knows what would have been happening to them. Because God does not joke with His business. He doesn't play with His church. He doesn't play with His work. And to haste towards God's work is very, very important if you want to benefit from the work. Quickly this morning, within the limited time that I have, what does it mean for God's work to require haste? What does it mean for God's work to require haste? Number one, it means the work of God must be done quickly. It must not be done slow. It must be done quickly. It must be done quickly. Number two, what does it mean for the work of God to be done with haste? It means to run towards the work. You don't stroll towards God's work. You run towards it. The business of God that you are doing, or the work of God committed to your hand as a woman or as a man, you run towards it. You are not doing it sluggishly. If you do it sluggishly, it has no reward. Number three, what does it mean for the work of God to require haste? It must be done with zeal. Somebody say zeal. Somebody say zeal. Your zeal is not even showing zeal. Somebody say zeal. It must be done with zeal and with determination. That's what it means for a work to require haste. It must be done with zeal. It must be done with determination. And number four, what does it mean for the work of God to require haste? It means the work must be done with topmost priority and attention. The work must be done with topmost priority and attention. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. It must be your priority. Listen, the work of God must not be done in such a way that if I have time, I do it. If I don't have time, I don't do it. No. Because everybody gives time to whatever they have priority for. It must be done with priority. But in ancient days, our women, or the women of those days, used to love God so much. They served God. They pursued God. Their heart was after God. But All of a sudden, in this new generation and new dispensation, things are beginning to change. Priorities of women are changing. The attention on the husband, the wife, the husband, the children, on makeup, on fashion, on gold necklaces and chains, and various things of life and of this world is fast taking over the attention of women. Many women have lost their place simply because of their fears and the cares of this world. Distraction, career, parties. Oh, I'm best everywhere. They are doing party here, I'm going there. They are doing party here, I'm going there. Is that how our mothers in those days used to do it? That made them to end well? The king's business requires haste. The king's work, the creator's work requires attention. It must not be ignored. It must not be suspended. It must not be left behind. It must not be put in a cooler. No. Examples of some women who took the work of God with seriousness. Number one we'll be looking at this morning is a woman called Esther. Esther was an orphan. No father, no mother. But by God's help and privilege, she became the queen after Vashti was dethroned. I don't want to go into all that story. Maybe some other time we'll talk about that. But Esther did not say because her husband is rich or because her husband is wealthy, because of that she will ignore God and the people of God. Listen to me very well this morning, beloved. She never ignored God nor ignored the people of God. The church or the people of God had a trouble. You know the story very well with Haman. Haman wanted to kill all of them. She was actively involved in the work of God. She stood up in Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. She said, go gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. I also and my maiden we fast likewise. And so will I go unto the king. Let me just paraphrase the story because we have used quite a lot of the time to praise and to worship. So I cannot go into full depth. Now listen, they wanted to kill this, like they wanted to destroy the church, something like that. And then they ran to her and they said, queen, don't be looking at us like this. Don't allow them to destroy these people like this. She could have said, I'm inside the palace, nobody can destroy me. I'm inside my husband's house, whatever will happen in the church, let it happen. I don't give a damn. What's my own business? Am I your savior? You want me to offend my husband? You know that's how some women will say, my husband. You want me to offend my husband? Then, I'll not be happy. You'll not be happy with me, Abby. This woman said, no, I will rather let God be happy with me always. And I will trust him that he will always continually make my husband happy with me. I'm not supposed to go and see the king, but I will go there. Let's fast together. Can't imagine a queen with all the food of this life in her fridge, in her store, with servants, maidens following her. And she said herself and all those people must fast for 3 days. Now, the fast we are talking about is not the kind of fast we fast here on Wednesday, where we fast in the morning, we break, some break by 3, some break by 4, but the standard time is after service, which is 7:30. We break. Some people already have water in their bags to quickly drink water immediately after the communion, which is okay. It's not a problem. But that's not the kind of fast that Esther fasted here. She fasted for 3 days straight without food or water just for the sake of the church. Where are such women now? The king's business requires haste. Bible says she entered into the presence of the king and the queen beckoned to her because of the favor and the aura of favor of God upon her life. The king's business requires. She did not postpone. She did not say, I'll do it in September. I will fast in October. I will come to church in December. Is almost here. Since coronavirus started, let me just rough it till December. Then before Christmas, I will resume back to church. She did not say that. She took a risk for God. And then God, in turn, stood up for her and blessed her. You are the next woman that God will bless. What are the lessons we learned from Esther? Number one, that's 1A, is that Esther did not let her position or her privilege enter her head. Esther did not let her position, her qualification, her beauty to enter her head. Women, the king's business requires haste. Our position, our beauty, our status must not enter our head. Number 1B, lessons from the life of Esther. She humbled herself in service to God and humanity. Don't forget that the queen that was there before was dethroned because her husband sent, you know the story very well, when the king sent for the queen, Queen Vashti, and she refused to come. She wanted to show off the queen. She refused to appear. She said, tell him, I don't have time for him. And then they dethroned her and brought in another person. She never did that. She was a humble queen. For you to enjoy God and enjoy your husband, you have to remain humble. It's either you humble yourself or circumstances of life will humble you. You have to take one of the two. It's either a woman will humble herself or the circumstances of life will humble her by force. You have to choose one of the two. And the second one, the latter is very bad. It's very dangerous. Number 3C, lessons from Esther, is that she rose up with courage to defend the interests of God and his kingdom. Every woman, the king's business requires haste. Rise up to defend the interests of the kingdom of God. This is not a time for oversleeping, overeating, watching television from morning to night. This is a time of prayer. This is a time whereby as a woman, you stand up for your family, for the work of God, for the house of God, as a woman. Just like our mothers did then. With dignity, with humility, serving God, serving their husbands, serving their children. No traces of pride and arrogance in them. They walked with courage. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. The king's business requires haste. The work of God in the house of God over your husband and over your children requires haste. There are many women now. They are supposed, as I'm talking now, they are supposed to be in fast, but they have eaten before they came to church now. The problem of your house presently now doesn't require that you should eat for the next few days to wait on the Lord to help you so that you can cross into September with grand style. But you even waited to eat before you came this morning. How do you want to survive? How do you want to break through without seeking the face of God? The second example, beloved, I'll be looking at this morning, of a woman who also worked for God and who showed that the king's business requires haste is a woman called Deborah. Deborah was a woman who was a warrior. She ruled the children of Israel during the period where men were dominating. For 40 years. In Judges chapter 4 verse 4. Judges chapter 4 verse 4. She was a woman who took the work of God. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidot, she judged Israel at that time. She was a woman that was like a man. She took the work of God very serious. She attacked the people that were attacking the work of God. I don't have the time this morning to show you how she made sure that Sisera, you know the story very well, how Sisera was nailed with a nail through working with another woman. They pursued the king, and then the king ran into a tent. I know you know the story very well, and how they nailed him down and killed him. she took the work of God very seriously. Not this one, these days that women are so petty. They don't take anything serious that comes to the work of God. The only thing that matters to many women is fashion. Fashion that will fly away. Fashion that will disappear. A woman that will get the best of God and the best in her family must be a woman that gives the work of God and her family matters utmost attention. Utmost attention. The king's business requires haste. When we say the king's business, it's not only the work of God. The training of your children is also part of the business. The making sure your husband is emotionally stable is part of the business. The providing of good food for your family is because I don't have time this morning. I would have given you more than 21 points on what you need to do for that your home and your family to continue and your love life to last forever. But that will be another day. But I will give us the little I can this morning. The king's business requires haste. The king's business requires haste. Why you need to serve God better this year? Why? Why? Or reasons why you need to serve God better this year? Why the king's business requires haste? Why you need to serve him better? Number one is that your God is watching your service and he will reward your service. Revelation 22 verse 12 explains to us, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give everyone according to his work shall be. God is a rewarder. He will reward every woman for the labor in their labor in the house of God and their labor over their family. There was a story of a boy who was picked up as an armed robber. And he was about to be killed. He said, please, I want to say something to my mother. And they called the mother and he said, come, I want to whisper something to you. And he beat the mother's ears off. He said, why? He said, when I was doing wrong, she didn't say anything. Just pampering me, I don't worry. Oh, mommy, that my son. She did not say, no! Stop it. Don't do that. That's nonsense. That's not allowed in this house. Until the thing became molecularized on her body. You know what I mean? The thing stuck to her life. You know, it is training that turns trash into treasure. Training. Everything you see is wrong. This mic now is expensive, but it was a raw material before. It was brought together, coupled together before it can be used. Before your family can turn out well, there's a lot of work you have to do. There's a lot of work you have to do. So, and when you do it well, you will get the reward. Your husband will turn out well. Your children will turn out well. The work of God you are doing in God's house, it will come out well. When they mention your name in the church of God, they will mention it with dignity. You say, that lady, she's a... In fact, you can't meet her with nonsense. Always on point with God's work. That's the kind of testimony many of us should have. Not the kind of testimony our makeup is the thickest in the church. Very thick makeup. More than 7 layers. That's not the kind of testimony that we are looking for. But she's a child of God. She serves God. Prayer meeting, she comes. Sunday service with her children. She's always active in God's work. She's always training her children well. That's the kind of testimony we have that we need from you. Right perspective as a woman. Why you need to serve God better? Number two is because the benefits of your service to God and to humanity will soon be visible for all to see. When you serve God and you serve your family, you serve your husband, you serve your children, you serve in the house of God, it will soon be obvious that you actually served. It will be obvious. Because God will bless you. He will bless the children. He will bless the husband. Everybody will know that indeed there must be something that you know, I think last week or upper week I spoke on secret labor that will bring forth public blessing. You were here that day when I spoke about that? From Matthew chapter 6 verse 6. Your secret prayer, your secret work will bring forth public blessing. It's the same way your labor in God's house in 2020 will speak for you 2021, 2022, 2023. It's an investment where you are not planting anything. How do you want to get rewarded? How do you want to get rewarded? Your secret prayer in your closet for your husband. Your secret prayer for evangelism. Your secret prayer. In those days, women will pray, tire for souls to be saved. Jesus, in this generation, before I die, I want you to use me to save 100,000 souls. Where are those kind of prayers now? Where are those kind of prayers from women now? Our priorities dilapidated. And it's not as if what was in those days are not here. Those days there were films. There were Indian films too. Not only now that we have series film. In those days we have films like in all those things were there. Different kind of films were there too. It's not as if they were local in those days. But now our priority now is on those things permanently. It's time for every woman to be re-energized towards the work of God. For your mind to be panting after God. Your children sees it, they are pursuing after you. You are pursuing after God. Your husband sees it, they are pursuing after your children. Your children is pursuing after you. Every one of you is pursuing. That's what they call elevation. Elevation is a product of investment in God's work. Number three, why you need to serve God better this year is that you are setting a good example for your children to follow. When you serve God better, when you take the king's business with seriousness, you are setting a good example for your husband to follow. Any woman that serves God very well and takes the kingdom business very well, most likely, her children will take after her. There might be one or two of them that might sometimes want to behave funny. We have heard stories like that. But most of the time, the children will want to take after her. So when you are serving God well, you are setting a good example. And you know, example sometimes is the best teacher. When you solve a mathematical example for somebody, the person can solve another one easily. When you take God serious, can't imagine as a woman, you spend 30 minutes in front of makeup, yet you've never spent 30 minutes on your Bible before. By the time your children will grow up, they will spend 1.5 hours on makeup. And a lot of times, makeup does not determine end up. I don't have a problem with good dressing, with good makeup. But what I'm trying to say is that when you try as much as possible to set a good example, your children will do well. They see you on your knees regularly. They see you that you love being punctual. They see how you respect and honor your husband. There's no way they will not want to follow same. They see how you respect your in-laws. They will want to follow sin, and your life will become better for it. Number four, why you need to serve God better is that you become loved by your husband and his family. When you serve God very well, every husband wants to see his wife very active in, because you know that you have peace of mind when your wife is serving God well. Your husband will now love you so much. When you serve God, your husband will love you so much. I'm telling you, from over many years of pastoring now. But women that don't serve God very well, they are the ones that have the biggest problem with their husbands. But he doesn't have anybody that is gingering him to want to do God's will. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number five, why you need to serve God better is that this will make your life to be like an advertisement for God to show to his goodness. When you serve God very well and you take the king's business very serious, your life becomes an advertisement. People will now be using your name to pray. Oh God of Mrs. So-so-so-so-so-so. Oh God that made the life of Mrs. So-so-so-so-so like this. Oh God, make my own life too like that. That is, your life has become an advertisement. Bible says, let your light so shine before all men that they might what? See your good works and what? Glorify your Father in heaven. Women, when you serve God and take his work serious, all of a sudden, you begin to glow. You become an envy for everybody. They envy you, but they cannot do anything about your progress. They envy you, but they cannot do anything about what God is doing for you. They can't kill you. They can't destroy you. They can't harm you. They check your DPs as if they should pour acid on it. If they pour it, they will destroy their phone. They can't do anything on it. Hello. All this comes because of your continuity. Please, don't ever let anything take the place of God in your life. Never! Don't let career take the place of God in your life. Don't let children or husband take the place of God in your life. Don't try it. Say, risk. Say, I'm a jealous God. Don't ever let personal ambition take the place of God is God. God is God. God is God. He doesn't want to come after any other thing. He's God and he's God. His business must be taken with seriousness. Well, this morning, I have some counsel for our beloved sisters and women, both those that are here, those who are connected to us also, who have finished their first service in our churches and have connected to us in this service also. We welcome you. Counsel on this issue of women and the issue of the king's. Number one counsel is, do all you can as a woman to let the love of God be sustained in your heart all your life. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. Nobody can imagine how God will change your life if you can continue to love him. Don't abrupt or stop or interrupt the love of God in your heart. Don't let anything take it away. You remember when you were in school, you remember how fervent you were as a woman with all your other friends, how you used to burn for Christ, how you used to go to the field to pray together. What's happening now? Is it the children? These are blessings. Is it your husband? As you remember, at least two or three of your friends now that have not even gotten husband to marry. Husband, children should not disturb you from loving God. Husband has his place. Children have their place. God has his place. Don't give God's place to husband. Don't give husband's place. Everybody has his own place. If you see a woman that has lost the love for God, you have seen a woman that has lost it in life. Once you see a woman whose love for God is lost, you have seen a woman who has lost it in life. Number two counsel is, overcome your mockers so that God can make you. Don't focus on mockers when you are serving God, because people will mock you. They will call you names. Yeah, Jesus. Mother in Israel, prophetess, sister in the Lord. You are the one we are in the Kalaman God praise worshiping inside this compound. Are you the only one? What is your problem? They will be telling you all sorts of things. Listen, until people begin to mock you, God is not ready to make you. Until people begin to speak, you hear me? That means you have not started serving God. If people have not started calling you, hello, well done, oh, we saw you going to church again. You have not started. If people did not say, we heard your voice yesterday praying. If they don't say such things, it means you have not started serving God. I'm sorry to say, your parents will even mock you. Your parents, they will speak. Do you know? Oh God. It's an aberration for me to have the same result with my parents. It's not allowed. My parents and me have the same result. Impossible. I'm born again. I know God. I pursue Him. I serve Him. I will now have the same. If you and your mother have the same result, you are not on point with Jesus. You cannot have the same results. It's not allowed. So let them mock you. Many of us we are easily affected by mockery. Small thing your husband said to you, look at the way she won't call one church. Immediately you bring down the temple. Immediately the following day, your colleagues at work say, man, babe, what's going on? All this church, getting on. Are you sharing amongst you? Life, corona one time. Just relax. I ain't relax. What you relax by? Oh, relax, or chillax. Then life will collapse. Your life will not collapse. I say your life will not collapse. One of the traps of the devil presently now is that people think there's a period of relaxation. That this period is just waste for doing sha. Some people even said this year, don't add it to the calendar at all. That's like living in a fool's paradise. You shouldn't add this year in the calendar. I don't understand. So they will delete this year from your age, Jerry. When you can still make something meaningful between now and December as you engage with God. Jesus, where is your face? I'm serving you. Oh God, help me to serve you better. Jesus, where is your face? Help me to win more souls. Jesus, these are my children. They must not be destroyed. You say you should delete the year from the calendar. Maybe in the dreams anyway. Number three, counsel for women today is prudently manage resources in your care. Don't be a wasteful woman. Manage the resources starting from time, money. Manage it very well. A life that is not well managed will be well damaged. If you don't manage what your husband has today, God can't take him to that height. Husband is earning 50,000. Yet you are wearing chain of 250,000. You collected everything. You gave them 250,000. You now even owe them 200,000 again. What is it? What are you pursuing? Who are you showing off to? Prudently manage, because women, I know men, and it's not the day for men today, maybe next week Sunday, but women, I want to talk to you this morning. I know some men, they know how to waste money very well, but do you know, you as a woman, you have to know how to work with your husband to manage his resources, or else he might never put a single block on the ground till all his hair is full of white hair. Because, you know, men, we give a lot. Call you from village, call you from this place, we send money. Because you must be able to manage the resource. No, I'm not talking of stinginess, but I'll still come to that also. I'm not talking of stinginess. I'm talking of management of resources. I remember when we're still very young in marriage, every time I collect my salary, the first question my wife will ask me, have you paid your tithe? I say, have you paid your tithe? It's a simple question. It's not fight. I say, I know. I say, oh yeah. Now. Because if you are a woman that doesn't care about the things of God, you will multiply the problems of your husband. You will not push him towards what will elevate him. I don't want to say too much about such things now. But I can tell you, That is one of the major secrets of our life. To the extent that this ministry, from day one, this ministry, from day one till now, has never missed its tithe 1 month. That is payment of our tithe. Never. From inception till now. It has become a habit. And that's why you can see everybody is stress-free. No stress on any member. Nobody here now, after service, said I should go and call you specially to come to my office to come and donate money. For what? It has never happened. Say, please, come and donate money for what? As a woman, push your husband. Push your husband to the right thing through prudent management of resources. You too, manage the resources. Number what are we on now? Number four, be hospitable as a woman. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 7 to 17. Particularly, you know the story very well of the Shunammite woman who kept the servant, who made the house for the servant of God in her house. The story of Elisha and the Shunammite woman. I don't have the time because I'm running for time now. Be hospitable. The king's business requires haste. Means there might be need for you to be a helper of others. You are in the house of God. You are in a department. Somebody needs help. Give them help. It will help you. Anytime you see somebody that you can assist as a woman, help them. Assist them. If you are a woman that all the only person you are helping is your husband and your children alone, you are not fulfilling destiny. And that's why you see some women, they are never happy. They are so frustrated. Do you know helping others gives you fulfillment? It gives you so much fulfillment. You have 2 children, but you have like 3 other adopted children that you are helping, you are assisting. And you don't make noise about it. You even go to the pastor's wife or any of the other pastors and say, is there anybody, is there any woman in the is there any child in the church that they're having problems for me that I can just be taking care of them small? That's how to be a good woman. That's how to be a good woman. Because time is going and your testimony must count. People must be able to say something good about your life. People must be able to say something good about the legacy you are going to leave behind. Be hospitable. Be hospitable. Don't be a woman that people will visit your house and they will leave with sadness. Do you know? 4 people can visit your house and you don't have much money. You can only buy 1 Coke. And you can chill the Coke and mix it with water and put ice block inside that. They will drink it. It will look like they just drank Chi Exotic. Yeah. 6 people, they come with your house. You have only money for 1 Coke. You mix the Coke. Pastor Biza, I like your smile. And Pastor Wale too. When I said Chi Exotic, he smiled. Praise God. Praise God. Be hospitable as a woman. Be hospitable to your in-laws. Be hospitable to your husband. Be hospitable. Be hospitable to your husband. Your husband is passing through a lot. I was counseling somebody in the course of the week, and I told her, I said, your husband told me that his target at work is 1 billion naira. That kind of husband, when he gets home in the night, his brain is hot. 1 billion target. I've been there. I know what it means. When he gets home, he's like a madman. All the bashing of life, email, text, the people have called him. So he needs comfort. That's why you see men, when they come home sometimes, their eyes is red like lion. They need a cool spot. Don't come and bring your own problem also at that time. As I begin to round up, counsel to women, watch your words. Proverbs 13:2-3. Women, watch your words. Watch your words. You know, women tend to talk a lot. Let your word be prudent. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. Can you see that? But he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Don't be quick to talk. Your husband is talking. Your father-in-law is talking. Or maybe your father is talking. Other elders are talking. You just put your mouth like that. He doesn't show respect. He doesn't show regard. He shows pride. Relax first. Relax first. The little you will chip in. It was, this woman is so wise. I told you the story before of that woman that the mother-in-law said, this girl, she has put something inside my husband, inside my son's food. My husband, my son just loves him so much. And then they went to bring a servant of God, big man of God, to their house. Immediately they opened the door. The woman said, wow, mommy, daddy, a big servant of God like this coming to my house. Please, sir, come inside, come inside. As I'm coming, went inside, brought water, brought different things to drink. Went inside to tell the husband, daddy, pastor, and mommy is here. Please come outside. I said, daddy, I'm coming. Went inside and did good food. Probably pounded yam, I guess. Good food. Set it on the table. By the time the daddy came out, the husband came out, and the other, they said, she led them to the table. Food is ready. The mother-in-law was looking like this. Then when they opened the food, the servant of God smelled, he beheld the food. The sense of smell returned. He washed his hand. He put his mouth in the ears of the mother-in-law and said, this is the kind of witch that I like. I don't know how to cast out this kind of witchcraft. That's not witchcraft. It's wisdom craft. It's wisdom craft. As a woman, be wise. Be a wise woman. Be a wise woman. Wise in words. Wise in conduct. Wise in behavior. Wise in everything you are doing. You want to do like your friends. You want to be talking to your friends like the way you want to be talking to your husband the way your friends are talking to their own husband. Is your husband the same with your friend's husband? Be wise. Watch your husband. Find out what he likes. Then you follow suit. And lastly, I have so much to say, but let me just stop here. Stay with God. That's my last counsel. Don't leave God. Mele, mele siyo. Mele siyo lorun. Pelu ma monio. Don't leave God and be following your friends too. Because this is very peculiar with women. Don't leave God and be collecting all sorts of jazz matas all over the place. When I was in secondary school, a very old woman, where the place where I went for my secondary school exams, called me one day and said, let me give you something. It will make you very wise for this WAEC that is coming. I said, never! If God cannot make me pass this WAEC, I don't need to pass it for life. Don't be a woman that is distributing all sort of rubbish. Don't follow your friends to evil places. I don't even know how she brought me here. You use your two legs to walk inside the place. The money she used to cook snails for your husband. They say, drop it. You drop it inside the basket. And they begin to say, it's your mother-in-law that is the problem. It's your father that is the problem. It's this one that is the problem. Whereas, all your personal history, they already got it from your friend before you came. They now begin to prophesy nonsense. Something they already know about your history. That you are four in your family. The girl has already told them you are four in your family. It's a pity. It's a pity. Servants of God like us and like this men of God here, who don't bother you, who don't give you stress, fasting, praying for you day and night, they say, they don't have power. If they have power, they would have been telling us, they would have been putting basket there that everybody be dropping money. They don't have power. For those that will say, they'll be shaking like this. And they say, no, be dropping, plain, drop your gold. They say, I only like what I've gone. We are so gullible. Stay with God. If God can't help you to resolve that problem, let it be. Stay with God. Don't go from place to place. Don't go from one place to another. You are injuring your eternity like that. Stay with God. Give your husband peace of mind. Don't go one place, they put, give you candle, green candle, yellow candle, this candle. No. And before you know it, the blessing of God will appear in your house. Your husband will love you so much. Your children will emerge well. Your life will become prosperous and productive. All the things you are pursuing will begin to come. Your life will begin to emerge into what you have desired all your life. My prayer is that no woman here shall be a frustrated woman. I say no woman here shall be a frustrated woman. No woman here shall be a frustrated woman. No woman here shall miss it in life. In the name of Jesus, your children will be blessed. Your husband will be blessed. Listen, your husband will call you blessed. Say a big amen. Your husband will call you blessed. Everybody around you will call you blessed. Say a big amen. Say a big amen. This Jesus you are following, it will pay you. Your amen is not born again. I say this Jesus you are following, it will pay you. This Jesus you are following, it will pay you. Say a big amen. It will show in the life of your children that you as a mother, you serve the Lord. So shall it be.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.